Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Walter Kieschel III, the author of The Lords of Strategy. And Walter has been helping me over the last a year or two. He's been helping me to develop and to talk to you with you about the concepts of strategy, why I think it's so important in your business. It's part of the way we get your head out of the trenches and up into orbit above your business to see where things are going as the CEO of your company. Sometimes you need a little help with that, and I do it now. I used to do it all the time with small business owners. I feel, Walter, I like to think that I do it on this show. I like to think that I continue my consulting work by the things that I talk about, the way we program the show, and my perspectives on operating a small business. And so I think that that one of the great mature demonstrations of any CEO is to say, you know what? I need help. I need somebody to help me with this. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right. You need it because sometimes a fresh point of view, one that's based on the information that the consultant gathers or that a business owner can gather that himself or herself. Another thing that consultants do that a small business operator should be prepared to do is when they see a new pattern emerging from the data, they're prepared to change their mind and think new ways about their business. It's so interesting. You know, if you're a politician and you get accused of being a flip-flopper, it's death. Mm-hmm. But as a business operator, it's a good thing to be a flip-flopper in the sense of being prepared to change your mind about how your business works if you get new information.
Well, it's okay to flip. It's just not okay to flip-flop.
Well,
you can flip over to the new thing if you decide that's what to do. But when you flip flop, that sets everybody back a little bit. So are you getting the idea that some people are trying to make management consulting into a bad thing with some of the attacks on Mitt Romney?
Oh, I think there's still a widespread prejudice among a lot of people who don't know what consultants do about what consultants do. I mean, you hear that. It's a little bit Romney's being tarred with that brush. He's being tarred more with the brush that he's a private equity guy. Governor Perry called him a vulture capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of that is just, you know, kind of, I think, based on ignorance. But you still see it. People, journalists, writing stories that subtly decry management consultants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you, if he gets the nomination, do you think that'll be something that the Obama administration will try to use as leverage? They'll try to slant their campaign against him in that way?
I think they may. They will go after, you know, Governor Romney says on the campaign trail, maybe my best qualification is I've run businesses. I know businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he may get attacked. People will say, well, what do you mean by he ran businesses? He was a consultant. And then when he was
Didn't they acquire companies and help them recover? I mean, there was some of that, wasn't there?
Absolutely.
In Bain Capital, actually.
In Bain Capital. No.
Took positions, didn't they?
That's right. Their MO, and it was distinctive from other private equity firms at the time when they started out, they would go in and they'd do the kind of consultant-like analysis of the business. What was right, what was wrong with it, and then they would develop a profit improvement plan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they did that kind of strategic due diligence before they would buy the business, but once they did acquire it, they'd develop a profit improvement plan, which is another thing you can learn from a consultant, and they put that plan into effect. And those plans were very detailed. They had action steps that were
right.
Not just at the monthly level.
And they were steps, and this is where consultants get a bad rap sometimes. They were steps that looked at the problem with a jaundiced eye, meaning if we're going to save the company, this is what we have to do, and sometimes that's can be painful for some people.
Absolutely. The academic studies are still controversial, or you can read it one way or another about whether private equity on a net-net basis over the years creates more jobs or destroys more jobs. I think it's basically kind of a wash. But usually on the way to eventual job creation,
somebody
some
gets
layoffs,
hurt. Well, small business owners learned this, Walter, in 08 and 09. If they never had before, they learned that their 15-person company that needed to become a 9-person company, somebody had to go in order to save those 9 jobs. And that's
right.
that was the most painful thing. So I'm thinking on Main Street, if people try to make that argument against Romney, I think he'll be able to defend that. And I want to say before we go, that before we take this next break, Walter, that when I was a consultant, what I used to say is, look, I don't have any special sauce, but I can come into your business and see things that you could see if you could see them, if you would allow yourself to see them, but you don't, you won't, because you created them. You can't look at them the way I look at them. And so what I do is I help my clients look at their world through my eyes. And when they did, sometimes within seconds, they would say, wow, I didn't know that was there.
And see the necessity to make the flip, if not the flop.
That's exactly right. And all I said was, I just want to show you, I want to just hold a mirror up to you and let you see your world through this lens rather than the lens that created this world. Go ahead.
No, I think, as the creator of something, we get so attached to the understanding that we had of it when we built it and how the world works.
I think that's something Romney can talk about this country. America knows what it needs to look like. We just have to get to that point. And I think that takes vision and leadership and believing and convincing people that you believe in America's exceptionalism, as I do. And Walter, I think you do too, don't you? Quick break. Right after these messages, I'll get Walter to answer that question. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.